were still at home. Number one, you know, mom has a real, real knack of spoiling the boys.
Yeah.
You know, she does. Every evening that they would, you know, they were gone from the house for 11, 12 hours a day working, and every evening that they came home, there was always a hot cooked meal. I'm talking about a full course meal that was waiting for them when they got home. Well, what mom would do is she would ask them what they wanted to take in their lunch the next day, and so mom would get it all ready, and dad would put the coffee pot on for 4:20 in the morning, and dad would get up and he'd take Evan a big mug of coffee to his bed and say, "Bub, it's time to get up." And say, "Okay, Pops." And of course, his alarm was already going off. That wasn't the problem. I didn't have to wake him up. That's just, you know, a cup of coffee that kind of encourages you to get up in the morning. So he'd drink his cup of coffee while he was brushing his teeth. I'm still trying to figure that one out too. But and then as soon as Evan walked out of the door with his lunch in his hand, he had a big mug full of coffee. He'd walk outside and he'd go to his truck and then I'd start the process all over again. I'd get Dylan's stuff together, the youngest one, and I'd take him a cup of coffee to bed and wake him up that's what we called him. Dylan said, "It's time to get up." He'd say, "Okay, Pops," and he'd drink his coffee and brush his teeth and do his thing, and then he'd come and he'd grab his lunch bag and his mug of coffee and he would leave. And someone asked me one day, I was preaching between North Pole and South Pole, and that was this last year, and they said, "Well, if you did that for me, I'd never leave your house either."
Absolutely.
And I said, "What's the point?" Yeah. I said, "What's the point? I mean, it's not like mom and I were wanting to get rid of either one of them." Yeah. But this particular morning, I mean, I started having my devotion that time of the morning. I didn't get no telephone calls, Pastor.
Yeah.
Between 4:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I didn't get no telephone calls. Right. And so it was just me and God.
Yeah.
And I could talk to God.
Sure.
That particular morning, I told Evan on his way out, I said, "Son," I said, "you need to pray on your way to work this morning. Dad just feels like you need to spend some time, extra time talking to God." And he had a 35-minute drive, and that's what he would normally do. But I just wanted to make sure there was a quickening in my spirit, Pastor. That evening, he called. He said, "Dad," he said, leaving work now, be home in 30 minutes. I said, "Mom's got supper just about ready." And it wasn't 5 minutes later, the phone rang. And there was a fear that hit me. He said, "Pops," he said, "get to Hallbrook and Highway 27 South right now." I said, "What happened, son?" He said, "Dad, I've been T-boned." I went, "I'm on my way. 21 miles from my house. My wife's my witness. We made it in about 13 minutes. We busted it to get there. We were rolling. Most of the time, T-bones, in my past experience in working accidents and stuff, I understand that when a vehicle is T-boned, Brother Darrell, you know exactly what I'm talking about, investigating accidents and stuff. And when a vehicle is T-boned, most of the time they flip because those wheels grab a hold of something that's not going to give, and it flips that vehicle.
Right.
I didn't tell my wife this. I knew this in the back of my mind. She was upset enough. Her baby was in a wreck. We get on scene, and my son's vehicle is right at the railroad tracks. It's on its side. The deputy and the state troopers come running up to me. You, Mr. Martindale, I am. Your son is requesting you in the back of the ambulance. I get to the back of the ambulance. I said, babe, you okay? He said, Pops, he said, this is a bad one. I said, it's a bad one, son. I said, are you okay? The medical personnel said, sir, he's got bleeding. He's got some severe injuries. We've got to get him to the hospital immediately. Brother Darrell called me. Brother Smith called me during this time, and we're on our way, just moments away from the hospital. And he said, Brother Martin, tell us. I said, Brother Darrell, I'm on my way to the hospital. My son just had a wreck. He said, I'm praying right now. Mm-hmm. That's the second time that's happened. Get to the hospital. He's got internal bleeding and all this. And the doctors don't know if they're going to have to do surgery. They're doing their different tests and everything. And my boy looked up at me. And he said, Pops, can you imagine what would have happened if I wouldn't have prayed? Let me tell you something. You may not know what you're praying for. You may not know what happens on the inside of you when you get a hold of a burden that begins to twist your heart inside. You may not understand why those tears are streaming down those cheeks, but I tell you what, you better yield to what you're feeling. You better yield to what's going on. You better begin to talk to God about what is about to happen, what could be happening, or what will happen. Hello? That's why it is good to seek God early.
Yeah.
The Word of God says, the angels of the Lord encampeth about those that fear Him. David said, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to that rock that is higher than I. Yeah. David said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth him out of them all. But I like this. The Word of God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. No, I didn't. I quoted it the way it's supposed to be quoted. We quote it, putting the connotation upon the negative so often. When the enemy comes in like a flood.
Yeah.
Hear me tonight, today. I'm not giving the devil an ounce of victory. I'm not testifying anything about what he can do. He can't flood me unless God allows him to flood. Upon the enemy, it puts a connotation upon God. Because it reads like this, when the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is going to raise up a standard against him. Let me tell somebody today, what you need is the Spirit of God to come in like a flood. The enemy has come in like a flood on the earth. You need God. Today, that greater is he that is in you. I said, greater is he that is in you. 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 Hallelujah. God has come to tell someone. God's come to tell someone today. Don't worry about what it seemingly looks like. Don't fret about what it appears to be. The Master is come and he's calling for you. I feel so much of the power of the Holy Ghost right now, Pastor, that I could almost walk out and I could touch the heads of those in this building that God is trying to get through to this morning. That God is trying to break the wave of the mirror. He's trying to crush all the windows and the walls that we've erected. You know what?
from the dignity of God or the deity of God or the power of God, Pastor. But there's three things God has never seen. Well, I thought God had seen everything. Did you think God had seen everything? There's three things He's never seen. He's never seen a problem He couldn't take care of.
What?
He's never seen a disease He couldn't heal. He's never seen a sinner He couldn't save. Save me. Oh, yes, He can. He's never seen a sinner He couldn't save. If He can save Prentice Atkins, He can save you. I said, if He can save a Prentice Atkins, He can save you.
Oh, my God.
Was about. This is what Tuesday night was about. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. This is exactly what God is wanting to do. Come on. Come on. Press on. Press your way through. Come on. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come on, saints of God. If you know how to pray, and I know that you know how to pray, talk to God right now. Come on.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Come on. 100%. I don't care what your position is in the house of God. Right now, there are no positions. There's no offices. Come to the front. Come on. Everybody, come to the front. And let God be your name right now. Come on. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's some walls breaking right now.